Okay, we just learned about MSV Yatziv. Beautiful Hesber in the pairing of the eight pairs in MSV Yatziv. Page Reish Hayachas, right on the top. MS, right? All right, we start the new year with MS. I need the new... Okay, MS on page Reish Hayachas. B'bracha zu. Now we're going to Emes V'yatziv. In this bracha, I'm shesh pa'amim Emes. We say, he means not in Emes V'yatziv, but the whole thing altogether, we say Emes 6 times. Api divreim zal b'mesech desiyuma. Shekol dovim melechas ha-mishkan. Shenema by shesh. Chutin kafel shisha. Anything in the Beis HaMikdash where it says shesh is a hint that the chut had 6 different threads spun together. They mean 6 threads. It means 3 types of threads. Va'pareches nemra b'yishesh. Va'pareches, which hung in front of the kaitre kashim, it says shesh. Chen kol min u'min sheba kafel shisha. And therefore, each thread was combined from 6 different types of flax, and actually they had threads of silver mixed in also. And wool. Shesh means wool, but the use of shesh is linen, but the use of the word shesh is a hint that it was 6 different threads. So, you know why he's mentioning the pareches, because his whole theme is that the whole davening is going, entering the Beis HaMikdash, and each step is getting closer. Shemoneh Esrei is like entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the image he talks about. So, l'chei kol min mishaba kofel shisha, v'ayin sham b'gemara, Shechuti ha-pareches k'ful l'chav dalet. Gemara actually says that the pareches, it was arba minim, t'cheles agom until ha-shani v'sheish, it was made out of blue and purple and red wool and linen, shal sheish sheish, and each one 3 threads, z'cheinu mitzam b'brochazu esav arba piskamim. And therefore this bracha has 24 statements. V'apsha mat v'shino l'chalek ha-brochas b'evin acher, even though it's broken up in our siddur, it's really all one long bracha from the Yatziv until Gal Yisrael. I mentioned to you once that the reason it's broken up, the same thing with all the brachas Kriya Shema, is to make a distinction between those lines which are psukim and those lines which are not psukim. So that really, the longest bracha in Kal Terakula is the bracha that starts Yetzer Hara V'Arichayshech till Yetzer Ma'iris. That's, I believe, there's no longer bracha anywhere. And it really should be one very long bracha. Now it's broken up. The truth is, in our siddur, it's broken up a little more than that. But really where it's broken up is to say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos together, which is a pasuk, and Baruch Vayet Hashem M'kayma, which is a pasuk. So it pauses to give preference to the pasuk. The same thing after Shema, by Ezras, we say Va'amru Chulam, Michamacha Be'elam Hashem. Hashem Yimlach La'elam Vod. Now really it should be all one long Nosach. But since these two are Psukim, so therefore to give a significance to the Psukim, therefore we pause and we say these two, the Psukim of the Torah, and we say them out. So at any rate, but he says, if you count through, you'll find 24 statements in that bracha. Emes alakei oilam. Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Yisrael Bovad, or Melech Kol Oilam. V'yiz Baruch Hu Melech HaKol Abriya, Hu Malkeinu. V'anu mekablu ma'atzmeinu al ma'chusa, k'may shechraznu b'shma Yisrael. The bold letters are the actual letters of the Nusach, printed here, at least according to Nusach Svarad. So you say, alakei oilam malkeinu. The God of the world, we recognize him. Tzur Yaakov, k'moy sh'omer ha-malach ha-goyel ha-isi mikol ra, k'moy sh'ay ha-tzur sh'yakev avinu l'shavar, k'achu magen yishenu, v'oisei tzur Yaakov. And so a beautiful thought from Rav Moshe. They just reprinted the Kol Ram, is redone very beautifully. And he has a very beautiful thought on, it says in Parashas Hazinu, Yaakov chevel v'achlasai. Yaakov is the Nachla. Yaakov is called Bechir HaAvais, the chosen of the Avais. Now, actually, Avram was greater. Avram, on his own, recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Yaakov is called Bechira Avos. So Rashi says, why is Yaakov called Bechira Avos? Because Yaakov has within him the schusim of three, of Avram, his Zayda, Yitzchak, his father, and Yaakov himself. So since he carries within him three, he carries the three together. What Moshe said from this is he compared it to somebody who does in one act more than one mitzvah. He says somebody who can do in one mitzvah two mitzvahs, the three mitzvahs, that's more chashuv and fakert. Someone who does in one mitzvah aveira, number of aveiras, the Gemara says, yesh, chayrish telamecha, these avishisha aveiras. So the Gemara Pashut is saying it as a way to remember. But Moshe says that the Gemara means to tell us that an aveira, that one mitzvah is many aveiras, is worse than separate. One mitzvah, that's many mitzvahs within the one mitzvah, has a special chashivas to it. And he actually said this in 1981. Every Aseres Yemei Teshuva, my Shver, Olav HaShalom, used to take Rav Moshe to the Diamond District, to the wealthy Jews there. And Rav Moshe did not ask for money, but my Shver did. So he knocked on people's doors, and Rav Moshe did well. I mean, you can imagine, Rav Moshe came in Aseres Yemei Teshuva. In 81, he wasn't well. He was home. So they got together, a group of diamond seichim. They went to Rav Moshe to deliver the check, which they probably should have done all the years. But they delivered it. So Rav Moshe then said that you're doing three mitzvahs in one shot. You're bikkur chaylim. You're giving tzedakah. And you probably think I'm a talmid chacham. So you're being mechaber a talmid chacham. He said, if I'm not a talmid chacham, but you think I am, so it's also a mitzvah. So you're doing three mitzvahs in one night. So that's very chashuv. So, yeah.
What about mitzvahs, kavilos? It's not a good thing.
That's only mitzvahs that chiyuvias. Mitzvahs that kiyuvias, you'll add it. Yeah, the rabbi, we'd have to do it together, right? Mitzvah chiyuvias, it's near a koil. But you can be kaddish two nashim at once, because you're not mechiyuv to marry two nashim, so, I think. That's what he said. I was thinking about the minigari to take the lulav in the sukkah. I don't know if that's the reason, but at least it could. So this reminded me of something that someone in the Navi Shir said in the first year of the Navi Shir, which is, I think, 1987 or so. Remember? So this was about the fifth or sixth. I'll tell you why. We were up to Eli HaKayin, which is right in the beginning. And Eli HaKayin, as you know, his children have a curse. And the way we understand the curse is that they died young. L'dayres. And they died... The Gemara says at age 18. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says Rabba, who came from Beis Eli, and he was Isaac Petaira, so he lived 40. Abaye, who came from Eli, but he was Isaac Petaira, and that's Hasadim, he lived till 60. So I asked the Kasha, I don't get it. I don't know how many hours a day Rabba learned. Rabba was Isaac Petaira. So let's say he learned 18 hours a day. Pick a number, right? So Abaye, did Torah give me Hasadim how many hours? If he did 20 hours, so then he's better than Rabba, because he used more hours. It seems that they both did 18 hours worth, and Rabba did Torah 18 hours, and Abaya did 9 hours Torah, or 9 hours Gemil Chassadim, it seems is better. That doesn't make sense to me. Well, to both Isaac 18 hours, if Liva was a chesed, Yevshayadeh Achayrim, Rabba had to be Mbratul Torah too. So what does it mean Rabba was Isaac and Torah, lived 40 years, Abaye was Isaac and Torah, lived 60 years. So I have my own teretz to it, but somebody piped up. He said, very good. He said that, no, they both learned 18 hours. But part of his learning hours, Abaye learned with people, it was a chesed to learn with. So they both had 18 hours of learning. But Abaye did Torah and Mitzvah Sodom at the same moment.
Ramosha doesn't say that. He says that you can do chesed and Torah, 10% of your learning, of your time, give to
chesed.
A person to learn with them.
Okay. So if you did Torah and Gril some together, so that answers the question. You do them both together. That's good. So if you learn about Mishmar, you get Torah.
What was your answer?
What?
What was your answer?
I had a different Torah. Based on Ramosha Grada. I once went to Ramosha with a Masifta Bacher, whose mother was having a very serious surgery. I went to Dabba Shach and got a bracha. And then I asked Ramesha if in the middle of first Seder during surgery, we should take a minion and say Tehillim. I was sure he would say no. And Ramesha said yes. I said, but the Bachram are learning. He said, yeah, but it's like two medicines. The Chayla needs learning and the Chayla needs Tehillim. They're two different yeshuvas, two different refuas. And then I asked Ramesha, how long should we say Tehillim? He said, as long as people are thinking the Pirush HaMilim still. So when I go to Ramesh's kever, I say, Tilam, I try to be Mechav. But so I wanted to say the same Teretz, that it could be Abaya, Rabba did 18 hours Torah. And Abaya did a certain number of hours, he did Gemil Sosod, and they're both Choshev, but one is two medicines, and one is one. That was the Teretz I was going to say. So at any rate, the mentioning of Yaakov, Ramesh writes that that's the idea, Ramesh is quoted, that the Tzur Yaakov, the Yaakov Bechira of his, who gets mentioned more often, is because he's Kailul, all three of them. Back here, Ledarva Darhu Kayam, Shem Ba'avar, Vehem Ba'avil, Yisbarach Nimtza, Kishbarachu is eternal, Vechenu Shmai Kayam, Kavanasa Shemai, Hainu She'ena Kadish Baruchu Nitvas Besechel Nivra. The Metzius of God is not something we really understand. Chal yadiyah sheyeshlonu ba yizbarach, hurak mashu hu yizbarach roitze shenake b'metziusai, is whatever we can recognize about his Metzius, zeh yechuna b'geder shem. We've seen this numerous times, I think it was quoted once from Rishon Shofar Hirsch, that shem is the, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us as rachum, chanun, and even kel and elokim refer to specific attributes. V'chisay nachayin, shemayshiv yakar b'shmayim yimal miyusad b'chel elef alfin oifanim. Okay, here it's a reference to the kisei HaKavod. Kisay nachayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKavod is set, mayshiv yakar b'shmayim yimal miyusad b'chel elef alfin oifanim b'chayis HaKadosh shemidim la'ad lo'ilam u'malchusei v'emunosei b'ayal ma'la'ad kayemes. The idea of the Kisei HaKavod needs a certain amount of hesper, what the reference of Kisei HaKavod is. I just want to mention to you that if you notice in davening, we don't mention the Kisei HaKavod too often, but on Shabbos we mention it numerous times. We mention it right after Kel Adayin. We mention it when we take out the Sefer Torah, Mecha Hashem Agdula. For some reason it's specifically related to Shabbos, and I don't know, we'll have other opportunity. We'll talk about it, but anyway, there's a reference to Kisei HaKavod. Even after the Beis Hamikdash is gone and other mitzvahs are gone, the mitzvah of Torah remains. Nothing that happens in the world can't be explained away. Avala Torah nitzchiyus b'kayemesi u'devorel chayim mamish marshal l'chut elektri shul chay, like an electric current which is alive. Hari ein nira by shum hevdol eshino, it's not visible. Memorayo b'shash she'en kayach elektri zayrim by, it looks the same. Avala negaya by b'shas chiyusai, but if you touch a live wire, magish ki b'nafshayu. Kachem divrei ha-Torah she'enem oisif milin u'mishpatim b'lvad. L'shem chayim v'kayamim, v'zayis ha-tar, shamayish av ne-Yisrael, l'in ischalfi, v'yater shalonu, chal teva v'chaloyitz chodim v'chal halocha chayihu, v'apagaya b'y misak chiyus chayah netzchis. Now, as I mentioned, that the chiyus of Torah is to the degree that a person is willing to recognize it. There's some people to whom Torah is a bunch of words, and some people to Torah is a Torah's chayim. Nehmodim, sharam aminim, b'divrei Torah, nechmodim, chavivin aleinu la'ad olomi alamim,